cash fed cattle prices were higher on Wednesday. Economic destruction continues across the restaurant sector and will likely get worse before things get better. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 31st of December. Negotiated cash fed cattle prices edged higher Wednesday amid light trade. Although there were too few transactions to trend in any region, there were some live trades a dollar higher in the Southern Plains at $111 a hundredweight, some at steady money in Nebraska at $110, and a few $2 to $6 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $112. There were also a few dress sales $4 higher in Nebraska at $176. As well, cattle feeders offered 1,015 head, 6 lots, in the Central Stockyards Weekly Fed Cattle Exchange auction on Wednesday. One lot of heifers, 194 head, from the Southern Plains, sold for a weighted average price of $111 on a live basis. Cattle futures closed mostly lower Wednesday, especially feeder cattle, as grain futures continued to surge higher. Live cattle futures closed an average of 19 cents lower, except for 7 cents and 27 cents higher at either end of the board. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.14 lower. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 23 cents higher Wednesday afternoon at $210.53 a hundredweight. Select was $4.38 higher at $199.86. Corn futures closed 5 to 8 cents higher through September of 21 and then mostly 1 to 2 cents higher. Soybean futures closed mostly 5 to 7 cents higher. There were just two weekly Wednesday auctions to report at press time, both with extremely light receipts. At Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, with just 640 head on offer, steers sold $5 to $6 higher in the light test, while heifers sold with higher undertones compared to 2 weeks earlier. Similarly, compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing 400 to 750 pounds sold steady at Winter Livestock in Dodge City. Steers weighing 750 to 900 pounds sold $2 to $5 higher. Feeder heifers weighing 350 to 800 pounds traded steady on light receipts. There were just 501 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices edged higher Wednesday with some support from a third COVID-19 vaccine approved for emergency use in the United Kingdom. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 73 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 5 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 19 points. Economic destruction continues across the restaurant sector and will likely get worse before it improves, according to a recent survey conducted by the National Restaurant Association. Earlier this month, Sean Kennedy, NRA Executive Vice President for Public Affairs, sent a letter to Congress explaining the dire need for more government assistance to restaurants, which are the nation's second largest private sector employer. What the survey findings make clear, Kennedy wrote, is that more than 500,000 restaurants of every business type, franchise, chain, and independent, are in an economic freefall. And for every month that passes without a solution from Congress, thousands more restaurants will close their doors for good. The NRA Research Group surveyed 6,000 restaurant operators and 250 supply chain businesses from November 17th to 30th this year. Among the stark findings, 87% of full-service restaurants, independent, chain, and franchise, reported an average 36% drop in sales revenues. For an industry with an average profit margin of 5 to 6%, this is simply unsustainable, Kennedy explained. 83% of full-service operators expect sales to be even worse over the next 3 months. 59% of operators say their total labor costs, as a percentage of sales, are higher than they were before the pandemic. 58% of chain and independent full-service operators expect continued furloughs and layoffs for at least the next 3 months. 17% of restaurants, or more than 110,000 establishments were closed permanently or long-term. According to Kennedy, the vast majority of permanently closed restaurants were well-established businesses and fixtures in their communities. On average, these restaurants had been in business for 16 years, and 16% had been open for at least 30 years. He added that only 48% of these former restaurant owners say it's likely they will remain in the industry in any form in the months or years ahead. Our nation is losing a generation of industry talent, knowledge, and entrepreneurial spirit. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 31st of December. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.